You know, folks, this gal joined us in studio, I don't know how long ago, but it was because I liked her. I knew her. She was a friend. I actually baptized her 100 years ago. And then I realized she was actually talented, and she was going for it. She's since shared the stage with Dan Hill, opened for Canadian rock legend Kim Mitchell and Jim Cuddy Band at Luminacqua. And in August 2012, Hannah Chaplin joined superstar lineup of country and rock artists like Paul Brandt, who was on... Oh, actually, he's on my television show tonight at 8 o'clock on CTS, if you want to catch Paul Brandt. Sheryl Crow, Tim McGraw, Kid Rock, Carrie Underwood at the Boots and Hearts 2012 Music Festival. She's kind of hard to describe musically, but if you add a half a cup of rock, a tablespoon of country with a tiny pinch of folk mixed with love and tenacity, you've got Hannah Chaplin. Joins us again live. Hi, Hannah Banana.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. Very well.
Good.
I like your family.
Yeah, they're all right.
They have a little bit of, a lot of love and a little bit of nuts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We love hard, but we fight a little bit harder.
Yeah?
Yeah. Nice. No, they're great. They're crazy.
So career-wise, what's been happening? What's been going on?
I just recently released my album Country Girl Soul.
Okay.
So, yep, I've taken the country route, and...
How does that feel? Narrowing yourself down to one genre.
Oh, gosh, it's weird. When you put it that way, it's weird, because I've been sort of, like, experimenting so much lately, and then I finally settled on country, and it's like, oh, okay, I can do this. Like, yeah. That's all right, you know? Some people are like, oh, she's doing country now, like, what's... her problem, but
wow, what's her problem?
But I love it, so it's pretty fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Who is the coolest person you've met since being the music chick that you've become?
Oh man,
like other than
well, obviously you.
Thank you.
I mean, seriously,
yeah, kind of a big deal. People know me.
Yeah. Who? I guess. I know Dan Hill quite well. And he's the nicest person that I've met that's in...
Hello.
Aside from you.
Oh, thank you.
Don't worry. You're my favorite.
Thank you.
But,
He is stinking nice,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah. And Kim Mitchell was really nice, too, and so was Jim Cuddy. So. Mm.
Let's talk about the jerks in the... No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, okay.
Now, being a musician in Canada is
mm-hmm.
tough,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, and you've decided to make a full-on go of this.
Yep.
What's the hardest part of the uphill battle that you're on?
Well, being Canadian, it's kind of difficult because there's, you know, that restriction because you are Canadian. Mm-hmm. So really, I mean, if you want to make the commercial success that I want to make, the U.S. is sort of where you have to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just getting the interest from labels and people in the industry that are over that border, as opposed to just strictly staying in the comfort zone of the Canadian border.
Sure. And you've done some work in the States. Mm-hmm. Where did you record this album? Was it this latest one
or the one
before?
It was the one before, the pop rock album that's self-titled Hannah Chaplin, and that was done on Long Island in New York.
All right.
But we have a couple of contacts in Nashville, too, so I'm hoping to go out there sometime soon. And
who are those people? Amy Grant, Vince Gill?
No, but people who know them.
Oh.
So
everybody knows Amy Grant and Vince Gill in Nashville.
Yeah, it's true. But, I just want to break that border.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. Introduce us to this Axeman you have on your left.
Axeman.
Tell me all about him.
We have TJ Whitelaw here playing guitar with me. And TJ and I have been playing together for about a year now.
Okay.
And he's awesome. Absolutely amazing at guitar. And he's a great friend, too. So.
Excellent.
Yeah, we have fun.
Excellent. What does TJ stand for?
Taylor John.
Taylor John.
Taylor John Whitelaw.
This is Taylor John Whitelaw. You could do a country thing just with that.
Yeah.
Taylor John Whitelaw.
To tell her. Yeah. Just let me go up and sing.
Yeah.
You stay back.
Yeah, you just stay back, Hannah. Yeah, right. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, well, listen, can we do a little song, please?
Absolutely.
Tell us about this first song you're going to do.
The first song that we're going to do is a song called I Miss You, and
I
it's off of
too.
Country Girl Soul.
Oh, aww. Yes. Yes.
It's true. it's the single, actually, off of Country Girl Soul, and... it's a breakup song, but it's a redemption song, too, so it's pretty cool.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Hannah Chaplin.
Mm-hmm. bridge. Now all is lost. I'm at your door and in my car. You watch me drive into the fog, under the rain, and now I'm gone. And now I'm gone. I told myself my choice was good, all for the best, did what I could. I was alright, I felt okay. All I could say was, I miss you. Oh, I miss you. Oh, I miss you. Since when we talked, I've stayed in bed. My friends, they say it's all in my head. I don't know what is wrong with me. I miss your lips and how you breathe. And how you breathe. I told myself my choice was good, all for the best, did what I could. I was wanted to ask if you'd give me one more
gentlemen, Hannah Chaplin, live on the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, I got a few things I got to say.
Okay.
Few things I got to say. First of all, love the axe, man.
He's pretty sweet.
What is that? I recognize the headstock or the symbol. What is that?
Breedlove.
And where is what's the history? Why don't I know this guitar?
Well, you know what? I picked it up at like the local music store in Orangeville.
Yeah.
$600. It's like super. Super clean sound, very warm.
It's got a nice soundboard. The grain on the soundboard is very tight. So, you know, it's interesting in the guitar scene, it really isn't about the name and the label, et cetera. It is how it feels with you, because if it brings out the you that you want brought out, then that's, I don't know what I'm saying. Okay. So, yay you. Yay you, TJ.
Yay you.
And the other thing is, Hannah, your voice is more controlled.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've been working at that
Yeah, because yeah. you easily have this thing where you can just go, wah, and you can bring everybody, you can get everybody's attention just like that. First of all, you're 6'20" and blonde, and that gets most people's attention.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, and then when you start singing, there's this whole, you have this ferociousness, this beautiful ferociousness about your voice.
Oh, thanks.
To be able to kind of harness it is a totally different skill set, and
Oh, totally.
You just package that.
Oh, thanks. It's been like a struggle because... it's kind of, you know, what's the truth about it is that I have this constant fear of my voice cracking when I'm singing, which it does a lot because for some reason I'm still going through puberty.
No, but
so it's like,
but it's a beautiful crack.
Oh, thanks.
See, people think cracks are ugly.
Yeah. But sometimes, you know, when you're talking and then it's just like,
yes.
And it's not on. And
Tim
you can tell
through that. Yeah.
I feel you. Because, like, no, I still get that sometimes. So I'm, like, constantly focusing on not having it happen.
Right.
And I think that it actually comes out that my voice is more controlled because really I'm just trying to fight off the puberty that's still.
Fight off the puberty.
That's
too funny.
There.
Too funny. No, it really, I have noticed a marketable difference in change in your voice. And it just, it sounds professionally harnessed is what
it sounds like.
Yeah. Which, I don't know, I like the other side of it, too, where you can just let loose and go nutty. But have you not been working with some Pomeroy opera kind of people?
Yes, I have. Sandy and David Pomeroy are my vocal coaches, and they're both opera singers. And I actually did a duet with David Pomeroy, too.
How was that?
It was really great. It's a song called Here With You. So there's a country version on Country Girl Soul, and then we released an Italian orchestral operatic version, pop version of the song as well, which is really cool because, like, I changed my voice a little bit for the song to make it sound more poppy and clear. And then so you get through, like, the first verse and the chorus, and then you just hear this Italian opera singer, and it's like, whoa.
Like, very cool.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. It's like Andrea Bocelli, I think his name is.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
All right. Well, let's lay down another tunage. What's the second one you guys are going to do?
The second one that we're going to do is a song called Can You Have Me Now? And it is also on Country Girl Soul.
Okay.
And
by the way, speaking of Country Girl Soul.
Yes.
If someone wants to say, oh, I don't know, buy Country Girl Soul, where would one do that?
Oh, one would go to iTunes.
Okay.
And one would download.
That's what the kids are doing these days, eh?
Yeah,
okay. HannahChaplin.com. Hannah is H-A-N-N-A-H, like the way you spell Hannah. And Chaplin has two P's. Chaplin.com. And you can throw that name into what's called iTunes as well. Into the Google.
Into the Google or the YouTube.
Okay, so this... sorry, I interrupted you. Set up the song again.
It's Can You Have Me Now? And I wrote it for... somebody who's close to me.
So. Yeah?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes.
I won't pry.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall Show, my very good friend, Hannah Chaplin.
Funny that we find ourselves sitting on our own in the dark. Ain't it funny that I find myself feeling so alone when I'm where you are? You're too good to be so wrong. I've been waiting for a year. You saw me stand so strong as I wiped away your tears. We've been running far too long from the truth and from our fears. Can you have me now? He found himself lying in a guiltless bed. He's contemplating all the things he should have said. Funny that we find ourselves drowning in these questions left unanswered. Ain't it funny that I find myself wanting in that hotel room forever? You're too good to be so wrong. I've been waiting for a year. You saw me stand so strong as I wiped away your tears. We've been running far too long from the truth and from our fears. Can you have me now? You can't run from me. When I'm all that you need, you're too good to be so wrong. I've been waiting for a year. You saw me stand so strong as I wiped away. The truth and from our fears, can you have me now? Can you have me now? Can you have me now?
Again, Hannah Chaplin live in the Drew Marshall Show. Very well done, young lady. Very well done. Listen, I came across something I'd like to read to you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Hannah, a raspy-voiced tall girl from Ontario, Canada. I sing a lot and write and play guitar. I write songs about people, things, experience, dreams, and feelings. I like writing stories, but making them rhyme and morph into this big production that gets people dancing or crying or laughing. I started singing when I was 8 years old, but in a more conservative way. I sang through some of the grades or the conservatory of music, but in all the competitions and recitals, I was the youngest kid there by a long shot. I stopped singing for a while. Life got busy and money got tight. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Sound like a blues song. But after a long break, I picked up a guitar, and at 14, I started learning how to play. Soon after, I wrote a compilation of 200 songs in a year and a half, and it's been my addiction ever since. I'm all artsy and stuff. I love painting, sketching, reconstructing clothes, okay, writing, reading, anything really. So after the past few years, I put those artistic abilities to work and have found myself with a pile of songs that don't sound too shabby, even if I do say so myself. So take a listen to my stuff. I'm sure you'll find something you can relate to. Love, Hannah.
Huh.
That's cute.
Thanks.
200 songs in a year and a half?
Yeah, yeah. I just pumped them out.
That's insane.
Yeah, I just, I don't know, it happens pretty quickly sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Neil Young was asked, Bob Dylan was asked about, the sort of that time period where he was the most prolific in his songwriting. And he still thinks back to it and says, I don't know. I don't know how it happened. I don't know where it came from. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's sort of what it's like for me too. Like, I find that, I have to be I can only be in a certain state of mind to write. Like,
right.
if I'm, like, I don't know, if things get too busy, I can't do it. Like, even if I'll sit down and try to write something and nothing will get on the page and I'll get really frustrated and then I'll be like, I don't want this.
Yeah. Okay.
But, right. But I go through, phases when I do have the free time, I'll sit down and write, like, sometimes, like, 5 or 6 songs a week. Like, it's like really obsessive.
So that would be one reason that I could see a natural connection with you and Dan Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a prolific songwriter, you know.
Oh, he's
both
incredible.
Entertainers, but I mean, he is known probably more for his mm-hmm. behind the scenes songwriting stuff than he
totally.
Is for his upfront thing.
Oh yeah, no, he's written, like, when I first went to his house, my dad and I went downstairs and because he has this big music room and all these plaques on the wall for, like, Celine Dion that sold, like, 40 million copies mm-hmm. and like, Britney Spears and all these people. And I was like, whoa, I did not know that he was, like,
that guy.
Into, like, wow. Like, I was really, really amazed.
Yeah.
He's
And yet a typical humble Canadian cat.
Oh.
Right? Ridiculously humble,
like,
Canadian cat.
One of the nicest people I have ever met.
But is it that we expect them to be jerks? Is that it? Because I think
some
we're always surprised.
Some of them are, though. Some of them are.
No.
Oh,
people
yeah.
People in the recording industry, jerks?
Oh, totally.
Come on.
Some of them, yeah. Yeah. Like you find a stinker every now and then. You're just
a
like,
stinker.
You're a stinker.
You're a stinker. Actually, here, I want to bring this up, and then maybe we'll get you to one more song. Folks, Hannah Chaplin is our guest in studio, and she has been performing her life away here and doing quite well in the music industry. With you being a, forgive me for saying this, because you know, I still think you're 13, right? So with you being a tall, hot blonde, how does that play into this industry? Because I know this industry is filled with D-bags who want to just kind of get busy.
No, it's totally true. I don't put very much value into my looks. Like I don't wear makeup, and usually I'm just really the type of person that, like, even when I go on stage, I try not to wear any makeup at all if I can get away with it.
Me too.
Yeah. You know what it's like.
I know, baby. Preach it, girl.
But
oh, stop it.
Well, I just
have you ever gotten warning bells? Like your spidey senses tingling from some creeper dude.
Oh yeah, no, completely. Yeah. And I can be very catty when I want to be.
Okay.
And I'm engaged. So I'm you know, I can just be like, haha, nice try, and show them the ring, and they're like, so over it. No, I have very little patience for people who insist upon things.
But you have all these people in this industry going, oh, you know, come visit my studio, or I'll work with you, and we should do this, and we should do that, we should do this. And there's so much of that. It's like, even just from my experience with my stuff down in L.A., you know, it's the only city in the world where you can die from encouragement, which is what I've said to many people. And everyone loves you, and let's do this, and let's do that, and let's do this. And then you're kind of getting, you know, when you actually put your foot down and go, no, I'm not going to fool around with you or whatever.
Yeah.
Sounds so like I'm 80. Then all of a sudden, where did they go? Where are they?
Well,
have you had that yet?
I've had some people persist.
Right.
Like, I kind of grew up with it. Like, I love Orangeville to bits. Mm-hmm. But when you grow up in the music scene in Orangeville, you get people like, oh, yeah, you should totally come. Like, we can co-write songs together. And I'm like, you just want to get laid.
Is that how they say it,
too? Like, I'm like, bull, you just want to get laid.
Bull.
You don't even want.
Bully for you.
You don't want
now,
me
see,
for
here.
My songs. But you just like, I don't know. I've never really, I've never been.
Plus, you've got a good relationship with your dad, and your dad has walked pretty.
I have no daddy issues. Like, my dad and I are like tight. We're really great. And I've never really been guy obsessed. I'm kind of, you know, and I know I have a pretty good intuition. So when I'm like, there's something fishy going on here, I can just be like, you know what, dude, seriously, like. Yeah.
Go away now.
Yeah, go away. Like, and it doesn't, you know, it helps a lot having a dad who's 6'2", who's almost always with me, or having Chris almost always with me, or, you know, some other big guy around there.
Yeah. Me.
Me, yeah. So.
Me. Next time you have a problem with D-Bag, let me know.
Totally.
Okay?
Totally.
All right. All right. Last song. What are we doing?
All right. So the last song that we're going to play is actually not on Country Girl Soul. It was on the Rock EP that I released.
Okay.
Which is called Set Me on Fire. And this song's called Holding My Heart.
Fantastic. We're going to go out with Hannah playing here and TJ axing it in the background. And folks, thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you missed any of our show, you can go to our website by the end of the week. Friday, we have everything loaded for your listening pleasure, including our interview with a high priest from the Church of Satan, Mr. Randy Stonehill today. Oh, no, I got that mixed up. Randy Stonehill, an interview with him we had, and we also spoke with the high priest of the Church of Satan, Mr. Peter Gilmore. Quite interesting stuff. And if you know, look, don't go around being ignorant as much as possible, please. Yeah, when you hear about this Church of Satan stuff, just don't put your fingers in your ears and la, 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 I don't want to hear anything about that. I'll get evil on me. It's just ridiculous. Grow up, have a listen to the interview, and find out what they're really all about and what they're not. Okay? That would be my advice. And by the way, if you're new to this great country, please get out of the left lane. Bye-bye.
Turns out I fell a little too fast, but you had a way of stealing my breath. walked and the way that you moved. It set me on fire, too fast and too soon. And now I'm finally seeing everything I'm needing. That night in your car and the day that you walked, I guess it's finally over. Since you got your closure, I took all I had, but it seems that you got a hold of my heart. You got a hold of my heart. It kills me to know that you're holding her. And everyone saying you seem so secure. But I still recall what you said from the start. Oh, that I'm the only girl who's got a hold of your heart. And now I'm finally seeing everything. I guess it's finally over. Since you got your closure, I took all I had, but it seems that